Welcome to You Are an IP Company podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner and Katie Rubino. Our passion is helping entrepreneurs publish, protect, and promote their intellectual property. This podcast is sponsored by Instant IP. And now, get ready for You Are an IP Company.
Hey, this is Katie and Carrie, and we are thrilled to be with you today. Lots have been happening within the IP branding world, AI, et cetera, and we're going to hit some big ones today. We're going to talk about the power of your brand in IP. We're going to talk about AI and how it's recently unique trends. And then we're also going to talk about exits with certain companies and why valuations are higher with AI, these types of things. So Katie, it feels like each week there's a ton of updates.
Yeah, it's really great news this morning that a recent article from PitchBook showed there's been an increase in VC exits for companies that are AI based. So this is like the first uptick in VC exit activity in the past 18 months, I think.
Wow.
So this is huge. And I think it shows sort of where the future of tech is headed, because so many people are integrating AI systems into their every aspect of work, right? Think areas where we maybe think of not as being particularly innovative, like for example, accounting, right? There's accounting softwares now that use AI. And so I think it's really fascinating to see how this is driving a lot of change in businesses too.
I love it. I mean, I just see this all over the place, that the time has to be right. And it sounds to me like we were talking pre-show that the right VC people, the right visionary CEOs, they know that we are only exploding more. I mean, even federally, you look at what's happening federally in terms of crypto, in terms of AI instead, blockchain. It's almost like America, and I'm not going to get political here, but America kind of like woke up and said, do we want to be the leader in a lot of these things? Or do we want to be second, third, fourth, fifth place? So AI, blockchain, crypto, it's all IP. But do you think that that's happening too, Katie? Is like, we're waking up almost and saying, we got to catch this wave. If not, it's going to be not recoverable.
Definitely. Because I think too, you know, even a few years ago, people were dipping their toes into this tech, right? You'd hear blockchain or crypto was sort of a buzzword.
Yeah.
People maybe were thinking about it, trying to learn about it. But now it seems like we've gotten to the point of market adoption where they're actually building tech that has this in it, right? And people are investing in these things. And so we're seeing, I think, a lot more actual activity and go-to-market strategy these sorts of tech.
I love it. We've even heard with Instant IP, you've helped us with those patents, but you see here that somebody says, Dan, I don't know Dan, but he basically says, I'm very bullish on one of these tech, which is Instant IP. It's the tip of the IP spear using blockchain. So he's basically saying, and we've heard this before, that the utility, the use case for some of these things, people could see it, but they really weren't demonstrating it. And that's always the danger with AI, is like, oh, let's make everything blockchain. But it's like, can it be? Should it be? But now you're starting to see some of these actual use cases where it's saving AI. All these things are saving companies a ton of time.
Tons. And I think too, it's just, I think it's helping us work more efficiently, but also kind of more targeted too, right? Because we, with AI, we can get metrics back really fast, right? On things we never were maybe even measuring before.
That's good.
So it also really hones us in to assess, okay, you know, what is going right? Yep. Where are maybe some weaknesses and how do I fill that gap in there too?
Katie, this is fun. I can't disclose who did it, but we're on, you know, today's essentially a holiday for some people. And already 6:11 a.m., 8:44 a.m., and 9:03 a.m., three different people protected IP this morning with instant IP, which tells me, yeah. And again, like it's taken a while for market adoption, but it tells me that even on a holiday, people are thinking of ideas. People are, you know, I mean, isn't that true that like ideation, we don't have to wait to be inspired. Like ideas come, I've heard,
right,
come through you, not to you.
Exactly. Well, and I just think too, it shows, I think also a lot of these tools, AI, blockchain, in a way too, it's made people be more innovative too, right? Because
you're looking for it.
Yeah, you're looking for it. There's a new layer of complexity there, right? There's a new tool that maybe solves a problem or speeds something up. So there's a lot more innovation and, you know, people are more receptive to these things as well.
I like that. Yeah. Dan Sullivan, a friend of ours, says the quote, "Your eyes only see and your ears only hear what your brain is looking for." And so it's true. It's like if you are IP eyes, you'll see it everywhere. And let's show them, Katie, this article, because you and I were chatting pre-show, just spitballing, hey, what are some trends that you've seen and I've seen? And I look for it everywhere. But this one, it says famous campaigns. And it says that McDonald's basically took their logo, chopped it up into four different little slivers, and basically said, on your right, on your left, just missed us, next exit. And it went very well. Why do you think they didn't even need to put the word McDonald's? I mean, they could literally chop up their logo and just put pieces, and that would actually create more curiosity.
Yeah, good question. I think it's interesting. This logo is kind of so well recognized by people all over the world, right?
Yeah.
At this point, if you don't know what the arch is, I think that'd be very rare to find someone who didn't know that. So I think here there's such consumer recognition for it that even showing a little piece of it, especially with those two colors, the yellow and the red, that's so widely known, it drives enough value and recognition that it's they don't need to do the whole thing.
Yeah, that's pretty powerful. It's like, you know, I got a 20-year-old, 18 and 16-year-old, and they would say that that's quite the flex. Right? I mean, you don't even need to put your whole logo, but that's branding. Branding, Jeff Bezos says, is what people say about you when you're not in the room. And I feel like if you can show part of your logo and then insert the picture in people's brain of your company, or even just words, you know, I mean, that's power, you know, just do it. Boom. You see the check mark. Like that's pretty powerful.
Yeah, it's very powerful. And I think too, that's why those brands too, when somebody tries to copycat, rip them off, right? Yeah. They're so fast to go after that person because they've spent so long building up that value, right? It didn't come overnight. It came through, you know, a lot of usage and consistency with the marks. That I think that's why they're so quick to defend their marks too.
Yeah. I read recently, and again, I know I'm not in professor mode at Cedarville, but I do constantly look for marketing entrepreneur, IP. But the one that I saw recently is Jaguar did so bad on that recent campaign that it could have been a whole quarter or it could have been a month. But in a certain country that normally sells a lot, they sold 45 cars.
Wow.
You know, like that's also the power of a brand when you mess with it.
Yeah.
I heard recently that Gap had a 6-day logo change back a while ago. This would have been like over a decade ago. They changed their logo, but after 6 days of online revolt from their consumers, they're like, oh, we messed up. We did it wrong. And I feel like that's even smart though. I mean, to catch it that quick, you know, and like admit it, they probably gained market share. They certainly made a headline versus this whole, like, we're going to fight it. You've seen other companies mm-hmm. like, oh, we're going to fight it. So I think that's powerful.
There it is. And I think too, a lot of it, especially these brands that have been around a long time too,
yes,
with the, sort of their logos and marking, a lot of it too is almost a nostalgia effect too, where people, you know, have this recognition of the Gap growing up, right? That's where we'd go get clothes. And so I think too, there's something about if you kind of change it too much from what people have grown up with and know and recognize,
yes,
it leads to these sort of revolts as well.
Absolutely. There's fierce loyalty mm-hmm. with products. Again, like I subscribe to these things, so I kind of see what's up there, but you know, what's it called? Skinny Pop, you know, recently yeah. changed their logo branding package because they realized, look, when we first came out in 2010, the diet positioning was really smart, and now it's more the flavorful. So like even tweaks within the packaging. I mean, they didn't change their logo, but they did change kind of what's on the package. And so you just need to be massively aware, because sometimes it's like if you don't tweak, you're in trouble because of trends. But then other times you do tweak and then people hate it. So you, I think it's the, what do they call it? KYC, know your customer. Like that is huge, don't you think?
Oh, definitely. Well, I think too, some of it is maybe a natural progression of the brand as well. I think in our book, we talk about KFC.
Oh, yeah.
And we show how that logo changed over time. Right. It wasn't made massive changes, but it was kind of changing in alignment with the yes. company's vision. And yes. so there's always going to be some shifts, but I think when the shift is so dramatic, that's where there can be a lot of this pushback as well.
Absolutely. I'm glad you referenced that. I have it right here. So I want people to kind of see, yeah, like in 52, it was this little, you know, Colonel Sanders small. And we would even say that's not good because it forces you to have a banner logo. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like,
you know, but then, and I've heard people say little kids, why is that a stick man? Of course, we see his collar, but do you see what I'm saying? How they right. say, like, why is it a stick man? That's kind of funny. And then, yeah, then they went with this big, like you could almost see Coca-Cola back in the day, you know, like that whole thing. And, but yeah, now they're kind of coming back.
Right.
You see this nostalgic, like, let's go back to the Dr. Pepper 23 flavors or, you know, some of that. It's almost like they're leveraging their IP brand and history.
Right.
Cashing in on it. Yeah. So folks, I guess the question today, here's the application. If your logo was chopped up, could people identify it? What are people saying about you and your brand when you're outside the room? How are you infusing AI? I was golfing with my son, Keegan. We do that only a few times a year, but we picked up this other guy who was golfing and he was a CPA. Just met him and we're like, how is AI changing your role? And, you know, that's always an interesting conversation, Katie. I think that really is, like, when you meet somebody on an airplane, at a meeting, like, just how is AI changing your industry? And then listen, what do you think?
Definitely. Because I think too, even manufacturing, right? Traditionally, maybe that's not the most patent heavy area, but with, you know, robotics, automation, AI, this is a huge area for innovation and people are adopting it and they're able to produce goods quicker, you know? So these kind of historically not super innovative areas are embracing it because they know if they don't use it, they're going to be way behind the curveball here.
That's it. Yeah. I think people learn, like, kind of the last few iterations of the internet and Bitcoin, there's these certain things that come about that if you don't ride the wave, you could miss out for sure. Market adoption, first mover advantage, all these
things. Right. Yeah, exactly.
Cool. Can we let them in on any little tantalizing tidbit of what's coming end of September for Scotland
we're going to be hosting a delegation of companies coming to the United States from Edinburgh, Scotland, and we're going to be teaching them a lot of essentials as entrepreneurs.
Love it.
How to set up business in the United States, how to protect their IP. And it's going to be a really great couple of days that we're looking forward to hosting the companies coming over here.
Not public event yet.
Right. It's a private event.
Private event. But maybe we'll leak out some kind of book signing or who knows, Katie. We'll get something.
Yeah, maybe. Exactly.
Yeah. So make sure you subscribe, everybody. We have a special guest coming up in our next episode. Ashley, you'll definitely want to pay attention to this upcoming one. But thanks for being here today, everybody, and keep protecting your intellectual property.
Thank you for listening to You Are an IP Company podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner and Katie Rubino. Visit instantip.today for more help on your IP journey. Remember, your ideas are valuable. Protect them today.